I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know what shoes I'm going to go in, but ones that can feasibly continue going in as it gets cold and wet.
I'm just
going
to go in ballet flats, I think.
Yeah, but what about when it gets the depths of winter now?
I'll get wet feet. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever swung from one diet to the other for about 20 years, then this is the podcast you need. With me and my fellow dieters, Jo.
30 years.
And Victoria.
Hi.
So we're on holiday this week. Yay!
Pass me a pan au chocolat.
So instead of hearing our updates, we've got some from you guys.
Hiya, it's Charlotte here. I am going to tell you about my week.
It's Kat here. I've had a really good week.
Hi guys, it's Laura. Just thought I'd drop you a message.
Hi ladies.
So this week a miracle has happened and I have actually managed to stick to plan.
There was a half a bag of ice gems left. That means it's sin free, right?
The last week I've been doing the Ration Challenge, which is a fundraising challenge for refugees. And I've been living off 1.2 kilos of rice, about a handful of lentils, a handful of chickpeas, 330 mils of oil, which I did not use fully, and one can of kidney beans.
Despite this week having lots of exams and stress and eating about 4 or 5 McDonald's so far, I managed to maintain my weight.
I was supposed to get married back in August, which I had to postpone, which was actually a stroke of luck, seeing as I did what every bride is told not to do, and I ordered a dress a size smaller than I was. And about a month before my original wedding date, I went to the seamstress, and she looked horrified and said, thank goodness you're cancelling.
Oh my God.
Has been the most supportive diet partner by helping himself to all of my skinny whips and other low-calorie treats that are in my biscuit tin.
I am currently doing a Joe and doing a bit of a pick and mix, so I'm doing Weight Watchers with a touch of 5'2". I've also got my Fitbit on, and I've got all the diet apps on my phone. So obviously, I'm going to nail dieting this time.
Also, I'm a teacher, so like the Fitbit is life right now. And I've done over 15,000 steps every single day, just from moving from classroom to classroom.
I lost about 4 stone back in 2014 and 15. However, that is the same year I also met my partner. And as you do, you go out, you have meals, you eat, you then get comfortable with each other. I've managed to put on 6 stone.
This week, I just told myself that I've got to do it because I'm on this challenge. So in theory, if I do a bit like what Joe did with the doctor told me to do it, if I say I'm on a challenge again this week, but decide that the challenge is to stick to plan on Slimming World, in theory, I should lose weight, right?
I'm going to celebrate tonight with some orange chocolate buttons.
I've just been doing it on my own so far. However, I think the inspiration from yourselves and the podcast, I am actually going to join Slimming World and nail dieting.
Wow. Yay! Well done, everyone.
Some of us are nailing dieting, but...
Right, highlights from that. The Syrian refugee rations for a week. That sounds disgusting.
It yeah, that's
does,
a big one.
But the thing about it is, when you are in a challenge like that, I would imagine that was a sponsored thing.
Yeah.
You can stick to something. Like when I was
told by the hospital I couldn't eat for 48 hours.
Yeah.
And I stuck to it.
Like you're doing it for somebody else. You're not doing it for you.
Yeah.
You're doing it for them.
So do we get, after the holiday, not now, do we, when we get back, get forceful? And we challenge people? Do we start our own challenges?
What, like challenging each other?
Yeah. And so you have to, is that going to force us to stick to it?
I feel like we've been doing this since we started the podcast and I don't think it's working yet.
Something to think about, maybe.
Maybe if there was a reward at the end of it, which was more than size 12 jeans, which I want to get into.
I'm only doing it for monetary value, so okay, unless Paul, you can cough the goods up, then I'm not
Paul,
doing it.
Could we, because you're such a wonderful producer and friend, could you match us pound for pound, money-wise, from your share of any profits?
I can't see producer Paul, but I imagine he's shaking his head.
Where's the incentive for me in this?
Well, we'll stay on the podcast. There's your incentive, darling.
Oh.
The other one for me was Zoe, whose wedding, luckily, wedding was cancelled.
Wow.
I don't
find a new seamstress, Zoe, because she sounds like a bitch.
She really did. I mean, just horrible, isn't it? Like, oh, well, good job your wedding's cancelled, love. I mean,
I like that she's doing all of everything. So she's got all the diet apps and she's doing Weight Watchers under 5'2", like everything.
Have you ever bought something that's quite formal to slim into with the intention of doing that?
I've definitely bought jeans to slim into.
Right.
And I once hung them on the back of my bedroom door so I could, that was my incentive every day.
Didn't work. Did it work?
Well, I mean, the memory goes, it was a long time. Yeah.
Oh, and can we just talk about Laura and her 5 McDonald's, please?
Yeah, let's think about that because it's holiday
week. And maintaining as well.
No, but also being inspired by us to join Slimming World. Like, when have we ever said that's a good idea?
How did you get that?
I know. Yeah. Well, you're back on it, aren't you, Victoria?
Yeah.
I might run back on. I might do that. It's hard to know.
Well, after holiday weight gain, I think I will probably be back on the first 800.
Yeah. I feel like everybody says that if they want a quick one.
A quick fix.
Yeah.
Right, so thanks then to Kat, Laura, Charlotte and Zoe for sharing their stories with us.
Yeah, they were great.
Right, it's time to move on to our excuse of the week. Rachel Murray sent this one in. She says, got workman round this morning, so can't weigh in. Nothing to do with the Betty Crocker's brownie I accidentally ate last night.
Didn't somebody go on our Facebook page looking for excuses to not weigh in?
Did
it
they?
Was like, it wasn't even an excuse of putting weight on. It was like, I don't want to go. Has anybody just not gone before because they know they've put weight on?
As a mum, the best excuse is, childcare issues.
Yeah.
I can't get anyone to watch the kids. Or, and then they say, oh, you can still come and get weighed. Oh, no, they've got a cold. So,
yes.
Don't want to risk anything.
Yeah, that's a great
passing
one.
Anything on.
My sister definitely, when she had before she'd had Natalie, my niece, her eldest, we were talking about what she could get out of once the baby was born.
Amazing.
So, oh, well done. This is
that's another reason to have kids,
yeah,
isn't it?
Reason to have
a reminder then that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For just £3 a month, you can get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos, an exclusive sticker when you first join, and access to our Zoom meetings. It's a great time to join as well because you get charged at the beginning of the month. So if you join now, you pay £3 and you've got the whole of this month's content before you have to decide if you want to carry on being a patron. Also, we've got shitloads already on there that you can all listen back to and watch and et cetera, et cetera. So search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, before we move on to our next weigh-in, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook. And on Facebook, you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group, and that means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Jen says, I feel Victoria's pain with dating. I found somebody who lost 25 kilos in lockdown. I lost 4 stone on Slimming World, and so I've already told him we cannot jeopardise our weight loss for dating. So far, we've done walks and Diet Cokes have been the answer, Victoria.
No.
Okay.
Have you cooked a Slimming World meal to eat together yet?
Yeah, so last night I made the Slimming World curry,
yep.
And we also consumed practically a whole bottle of rum.
Okay. Well, that's the problem. It's the Diet Coke bit you don't want to
yeah,
listen to.
But, yeah, body magic. So
good girl.
Helen Green says, after a full week of being totally on plan and losing 2 pounds, I decided to treat myself and get shit-faced with Captain Morgan. Way! So sadly, the man of the house is a cheapskate and bought the cheap crap instead. It was bloody grim and tasted like hairspray, so obviously I needed crisps and donut to make it drinkable.
It's the only thing that would help.
I'd still drink it, it'd be fine.
Becky Louise says, OMG, the whoosh is real. We've been saying this for weeks and weeks.
It's real.
After being ex-stone 9 for 2 weeks with no losses, I calorie counted this week and whoosh, 5.5 pounds off. And I'm now 3.5 pounds from target.
You know what Becky needs? A whoosh sticker. Very excited. What's the progress on the waiting for my whoosh stickers?
I'm not making one.
For fuck's sake.
Lazy. Why?
Why not?
Yeah, why
I'm still
not?
Waiting for the drinks bottle.
Because it's fictional.
It's not fictional. Oh my for fuck's sake, it's happened.
Give the people what they want.
Give the people what they want. Correct, Victoria. Trina Herbert says, I had my first ever taste of Slim Fast today. Ooh. But now my friend's on the way over for a Thai Deliveroo. That is a great Slim Fast. Yeah.
Dawn Hickey, I managed to get some £1.49 flip-flops from Aldi in the special buys for my shoes on weigh-in. They did weigh a whole 121 grams. And yes, I did put them on the scales to check.
I'm looking forward to coming back from holiday and weighing in trainers. Because I will have a gain, obviously, because I've been away, and then I can reset my footwear.
What is the plan going forward, though? Because it's we're in October now. Yeah. So what are we going to do? Because it is only going to get colder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why this holiday's come at exactly the right time.
Right. So
because I can reset clothes and shoes.
Okay, so you're still going to go in shoes every single week?
Yeah, you got to, haven't you?
Oh, I don't know, because I still feel like when I wear my trainers, but they're not very waterproof, I don't know. I'm confused now.
Yeah, I might go in. I don't know what shoes I'm going to go in, but ones that can feasibly continue going in as it gets cold and wet.
I'm just going to go in black ballet flats, I think.
Yeah, but what about when it gets
wet?
Yeah, the depths of winter now.
I'll get wet feet. Oh. I don't walk to group, I drive to group, so the chances are between car door and group door, it's very slim.
Kayla says, I'm sorry to say to Joe that age has nothing to do with weight loss.
Get rid of her.
I'm catching up on your podcast from the start. Me and my mum started at the same time. She's 2 stone down and I'm 2 pounds up.
Unbelievable. 2 pounds up.
That does sound like you, Joe, actually.
Maybe we're the same age, darling. Maybe your mum's just a lot older.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with us with your name and address.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Every episode, we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption.
You know, it's a belter when I can see that it's from Anonymous.
Right. It says, I think Victoria will enjoy my Subway story. I went to Subway last week and asked them to put mayo on only half of my footlong, as my boyfriend doesn't like mayo and we were sharing. I don't have a boyfriend and got home and put mayo on the unmayoed side and then some extra on all of it. Best decision ever.
Oh my God.
Why do we
do you know what? This is just great. And I need a Subway now. I think I might go and get one after this.
But the thing is, I've done this in the past. The foot long is a thing of beauty and 6 inches is not enough. I don't care what any man says. 6 inches is not enough. The foot long is where it's at. And also, it makes sense monetary-wise to do that because it's only like a little bit extra for an upgrade. It's not double the price.
Oh, okay, you've talked me into it. I'm definitely going one now.
I also think you don't even need to go to the extremes of, only mayo on one side, because I would just go, not that I've done it in the past, I would just say, can you cut it in half for us?
There's a tip.
Yeah. And so you don't
think you cut it in half anyway. Yeah, I
don't know if they do automatically.
No, I've definitely had it where they haven't cut it in half.
Yeah, she's had the full footlong in one footlong. Go.
I was pissed at the time of ordering
one
it.
Go, yeah.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's has come in from Ruth, and she says, I'd like to nominate myself for least supportive diet partner or moron of the month. You choose. The other night, my husband read an article about burgers and how Gordon Ramsay does this and Gordon Ramsay does that. So I just said to my husband of 20 years, you know, I'm a chef.
Oh, no.
He replied with, so you know how to make a burger? This got me craving burgers. So I had a half pound burger with smoked bacon and chips on homemade rolls. I found out after that this was his plan all along, to get a burger. And I fell for it, hook, line and sinker. Wow, she's got a very clever other half, Ruth has.
You do know, Ruth, that you can get and make your own burgers with 5%.
Oh, no, you fucking
mint.
Can't, Joe.
Well, you right. can.
Having,
and then it's sin-free, girls.
Even going forward now, like if I ever flip back to Slimming World, I am never buying 5% mints because having been on the Fast 800 and being fully endorsed behind full-fat stuff.
But with flavour and shit.
With flavour and shit. It's so much better. And in fact, lamb mints is far superior to beef mints.
Interesting. Yeah.
So never going back.
Have you, Victoria, made burgers yet for your new...
No, not yet, but it is one of my favourite ones to make, actually, homemade burgers. And I actually quite like it with the 5% mint.
Yeah, because we're committed dieters, darling.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week this week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and on Facebook.
Katie King says, every year on my birthday, I promise myself I will be thin by my next birthday. Hands in the air if you've done that.
Absolutely. I said this for turning 30 and it still didn't
happen. Well, Katie says, I turned 29 today and I'm still a fat bastard, despite the promises 28-year-old me made. Obviously, thin for 30 starts tomorrow. Yeah. So I must finish off all the shit left in the cupboards first so as not to be wasteful.
I remember being 28, having just had my first son, and thinking to myself, right, I can do this. I can be thin for 30. I can be thin for 30. Mm. I was nearly pregnant again by then, so. It didn't happen. But I'm hoping to be
I wasn't thin.
Yeah. I thought I would be for 50. I've got 2 months.
I mean, I don't know what mine could be. 32 next year? Thin for 32, maybe?
You got this, Victoria. No, you've got until 40 now, love. So go and get fatter and fatter.
Oh, okay, fine.
You 40.
Yeah, you'd love that. Sierra says, the worst thing diet-wise I've ever done was phone my local Chinese outside in the car before weighing. Then weighed, made an excuse not to stay, and went straight to collect and enjoy my food. Thins don't count after weighing, right?
Hang on. So she went in to, so she sat outside Slimming World or Weight Watchers, made a phone call, just happened to be the Chinese, got weighed and then collected the Chinese and went home.
Yeah.
That's not the first time we've heard somebody do that.
No, we've definitely heard people ordering Domino's whilst in group, like on the Domino's app.
On the app.
We've definitely heard that.
On the Zoom meetings.
On the Zoom
When you're on a Zoom, there's a delivery man.
And remember, I can't remember, but I know it was a bloke who was a consultant and who just took the camera off himself on the Zoom meeting to eat whatever it was, a burger, and then put his head back on after he'd finished a mouthful.
No, really?
And that was a consultant.
Oh, that's bad,
this is why we've got no bloody hope.
Louise Langridge says, just talking to my friend who also follows Slimming World, I mentioned Activia rhubarb yogurts. I looked them up on the website, 3.5 tins each. She thought they were half a tin. She'd been having two on two meringue nests. I thought she'd been having 6 tins when she was actually having 12. She's now realised why she's not been losing weight and is currently having a heart attack. This sounds familiar. What was it? Half a sin for how many chicken skewers?
Ten.
Oh, chicken skewer gate. Never forget.
Five sins a pack?
Yeah, it was like half a sin for one little skewer instead of the whole pack. I was and I did it for months, remember? I took it to taster sessions, told it. No one fucking questioned me. They're just all like, oh, this just is good.
I wonder how many you actually had in the end.
I swear to God, because they were on
at least two
they were on a 3-for-2 deal.
Yeah.
I used to go in every day.
And I used to do the same thing.
Yeah. I was like, fucking half a sin for all these. Get them, damn it. In fact, once I went to Morrison's and they'd ran out and the woman saw me go white and who was working there, she went in the back to get me some bloody more out of the actual bag. I was that convinced that this was the thing that was going to do it. I opened a pack, had it on the way home. I genuinely, I know I've spoken a lot about having 11, 12 in one journey before, but I often used to just open a pack of chicken skewers.
I've done both packets.
Yeah, and just down them. Mm-hmm. They were great. Until we found out
there weren't.
That was do you know what? Ignorance is bliss.
Really, lovely life before this.
Right, you've all got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. So this is now time for Slimmer of the Week. But as we're recording this early, none of us can be classed as Slimmer of the Week.
Yeah, and now I've got an excuse. So can I just say before we announce who the Slimmer of the Week
right.
is? I'm on holiday. Victoria, you're on holiday, yeah? Mm-hmm. So why are you going off the rails?
I'm not
well.
Off the rails. This is the thing. We're recording it ahead of time. I've already planned to be on plan.
Which
while
plan?
You guys are away.
Which plan? Because what you haven't said out loud in a recording studio is which fucking plan?
So, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Listen to this, Victoria. Right, listen to this bullshit that's coming out.
This isn't bullshit. For me, I need to find a way of integrating the Fast 800 into my real everyday life because you can't do it forever.
Like, what do they say? They say do it for 12 weeks
maximum.
And then 5-2. Yeah.
Well, that's
then
what you've done, two, isn't it now? Okay,
I've done 12 weeks. So now I've got to kind of think about a way of like integrating normal. Also, I really can't stop thinking about potatoes, which is not a very happy place to be.
Oh, you on Facebook. Almost having a, I really miss potatoes.
Well, the woman had posted something really,
yeah,
looked delicious.
You did.
I just thought, fuck, I need some potato. Or just rice.
That's when you know, like, things have got desperate, when you're craving potatoes.
All the things in life to crave. So I've got to find a way, and hopefully we're recording this ahead of time, hopefully by now I've found it, and I'm still losing weight, and eating potatoes, but I don't know.
I just say, and this might be a discussion for another day, but is it true that we always go off the rails but go back to Slimming World?
No, I've not been on Slimming World approximately a year now.
Well, potatoes, Simfree.
I know, but still.
What? I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I have sworn I will never have a Slimming World treat plate of an evening because I've still got the Healthy Bee left plus however many sins. I'm not doing that again.
The Slimming World founder, Margaret Miles Bramwell, should be listening to this.
She's
laughing
I don't care
again.
What anyone
again.
Says, right? You never see a picture of Margaret from the face down. Just saying. Right. Second of all, she's doing the fast 800. She's jumped on that bandwagon. Absolutely 100%. She's jumped on the bandwagon because everybody else is talking about it. She's got to scope out the competition. She's definitely done Slim Fast. She's definitely done Herbalife. She's definitely done Exante, and now she's on the fast 800.
Margaret, darling, when you sue us, that was Katie.
It was all me. Well, she might be able to listen to this podcast because it's better than hers. Oh, right. So.
Oh, well, it is true, actually.
For Slimmer of the Week this week, we have Ashley Pickles. Okay, so we can't be Slimmer of the Week. Can I just make it clear, though? If we were going to be Slimmer of the Week, I am.
Don't say it. Do not say it, Katie.
I'm the only one following a diet this week. You two are on holiday.
That is
debatable.
Because we've had a conversation and you told me to open this pack of biscuits that's in front of me right now. And you said, come on, we're on holiday. And you're not even fucking on holiday.
Look, the most important thing is I've not bought myself a pack of them yet. So
that's because they're here, darling.
Because they're there.
Right.
Ashley Pickles is our Slimmer of the Week. And they say, I nominate myself as Slimmer of the Week. After a day of gluttony for my husband's birthday, I was expecting to put on, but I lost 2 pounds. Yes. I don't know which I'm happier about, losing weight unexpectedly or being able to join the elite few who can pull a Victoria. Now I need to get myself ready for a week on Sunday for my birthday celebrations and see if I can do it all again.
Yeah. I find many people can't do it. Like the real pulling a Victoria is doing it, you know, 5 or 6 weeks on the bounce.
Yes.
Guys, even Victoria is not putting a Victoria at the moment.
I know. But remember the dizzy days when we first started this podcast and we really used to glare at you, Victoria, in this studio.
Yeah.
Every week you'd lose after drinking.
Joe.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it was because it was a very stressful point in my life. So I think if I bring the stress back in my life, then
you've got a man back in it now, so surely that counts.
That's true.
Also, what the glaringly obviously thing is that you can't pull a Victoria once you're over 30.
Oh, it's so fucking true. It's so true. Oh, I might not cry now on holiday.
Right, you may or may not agree with this. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And if you rate and review this podcast, it helps us. And those clicks on your phone will help you burn calories. We're off next week.
To eat. What are you eating?
I'm not having anything to eat. I'm being sensible and normal. I want 2 stone for Christmas.
Are you actually, Victoria, you're away for a week?
Yes.
So are you weighing in just for 1 week, or are you weighing in?
Well, I don't know. We'll see how it pans out, because I get back on Friday and then I'm away again. So I'll probably not, guys. Joe, I'll probably just weigh when you get back.
Just weigh when I get back. Katie,
I'm going to group.
Yeah. You're going to go to group.
Oh,
two weigh-ins we're going to
miss. Yes, I bloody am.
Okay, fine. Will you be updating us?
When you get back, yeah. I'm withholding that information.
Okay, fine.
Maybe that is 2 weeks that I could do the fast 800 properly for. And really get those numbers.
Yeah, but
down.
What about those potatoes? If when you listen to this podcast now, we'll be on holiday, so I won't give a shit. But if you can post pictures of potatoes, on our social pages,
she won't last that long. She'll have potatoes tonight. I'm telling you.
Yeah, she will. Yeah, you're so right.
So we're off next week. We're going to be back on Thursday, the 15th of October. Oh, that's 5 days before my birthday.
Oh, I'll get you a cake. Happy to.
Thank you. Whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.